Here's some big news for people who love Apple products. On Friday, the iPhone goes on sale. Since Apple announced it was going to create a phone 6 months ago, there's been a feeding frenzy over every crumb of information about that phone. And Renee Montaigne is about to feed you some more.
Today we're going to give you a few more crumbs because we have with us one of only two tech gurus who managed to get their hands on an iPhone before its official release. That would be David Pogue, technology writer for the New York Times and a regular guest on this program. Good morning.
Good morning.
David, prove to us you have that phone. Do something.
Can you hold
Let's
on?
Hear
I,
it.
That's a call coming in. Hold on 1 second. Actually, these are some of the ringtones on it. That's when your love interest calls. You have the harp play. It is an amazing device. It's not quite living up to the hype of the mania. I mean, nothing could, but it is absolutely beautiful. It's less than half an inch thick, about the size of a regular cell phone. It's an all-glass surface, so it's a touch screen. There's only one button on it, and that takes you always to the home screen where you see icons for all the functions, which are cell phone, iPod, both audio and spectacular video, email, web, camera, calendar, address book, stopwatch, calculator, Google Maps, driving directions, and on and on. It's beautiful. It's animated. It's 3D. You know, you touch one fingertip on the album covers of your iPod collection, and you flip through them as though they're in a rack at the record store. Or you have a list of phone calls, and you flick your finger upward, and they go like a roulette wheel. You know, that's how you navigate these big lists. And it's all about using the touch screen in really amazing ways.
You know, David, there are a lot of people like me that would be put off by the fact that there's no keyboard. Now, that's supposed to be an improvement, but it's scary to me.
Yeah, the screen is solid glass. There's no physical keys. How do you do email without a keyboard? And the answer is they display a little tiny typewriter keyboard on the screen. And it is slow going, especially at first. You're tapping keys with your big fat finger that are much smaller than the finger itself. It does take practice.
Is it hard to navigate with just one button?
It's not hard to navigate because there's only one button. You never can get lost because that one button always takes you back to the starting point. However, my gripe is that there's no way to change functions without going all the way back home. In other words, you can't go directly from the calendar to the web browser. You have to go back to the home page in between. And similarly, if you just want to make a phone call, you take this thing out of your pocket, and it could be as many as 6 button pushes to place the call. Answering calls is very simple. That's one touch when a phone call comes in. Or if you're wearing the earbuds, you pinch the cord. One pinch means answer the call. 2 pinches means send this call directly to voicemail.
Pinch the cord.
The microphone is on the white earbud cord. It's just a little tiny bulge in the cord that you can also squeeze, and it's a little clicker that if you're listening to music, that clicker pauses the music, or if you click twice, skips to the next song.
Now, you have just described something that Apple has been hyping relentlessly, but it's inevitable there'll be lots of advanced criticism as well. I mean, another drawback is the price, $499, and it only 4 gigabytes of memory.
I'm not so much bothered by the price. I mean, there are $750 cell phones out there. For the $500 or $600 for double that memory, you're getting a cell phone, an iPod, and a computer. I think the biggest problem is that Apple chose to partner with AT&T, and both Apple and AT&T strenuously suggest that their network coverage has gotten so much better over the last few years. And you know what? I just don't experience that. The cellular coverage is not good in my experience, and worse, the internet coverage is not good. In other words, this cell phone is so powerful because it can get online anywhere. When you're in a wireless hotspot, it's really, really, really fast. But when you're not in one of those hotspots, you have to use AT&T's internet network. And all I can tell you is it makes you long for the days of a dial-up modem. I find it very frustrating when everything else on this phone is so spectacular.
David, thanks very much.
My pleasure.
David Pogue is author of many of the missing manual technology guides, and he joins us on a regular basis here on Morning Edition.
David Polk helped us put together 7 things to consider before buying an iPhone, including your alternatives for spending more than $500 on a phone. Just go to npr.org.